I am the real sheriff. Sheriff O'Brien, at your service. What can I do for you two fine gentlemen?
Sheriff O'Brien was a thick-set man who wore a dirty flannel shirt that was missing a button so that some of his ample belly showed where it bulged against the garment. He had a close-cropped salt-and-pepper beard and a thatch of graying hair that stuck up in wild spikes as if O'Brien had run his fingers through it several times before passing out. The butt of a handgun stuck up from a holster attached to a gun belt strapped around his hips. Bo looked around and spotted a battered old coffee pot sitting on a cast-iron stove in the corner.
You want a cup of coffee, Sheriff?
Can't stand coffee. Keeps me awake at night. Man with an important job like mine needs his sleep at night. Who are you? I don't remember seeing you around our fine community before.
That's because we just rode in. He's Scratch Morton. My name's Bo Creel. We're from Texas.
Well, you're welcome in Mankiller anyway. Everybody's welcome in Mankiller. Bustling community.
Good God, we're wasting our time talking to this fella. He's as drunk as a skunk. You won't be able to get anything sensible out of him.
Drunk as a skunk, am I?
That's the way it looks to me.
Don't you disrespect the office of sheriff. I'm the law around here.
Come on, let's get out of here. We'll ask somebody else about those men and that so-called toll bridge.
Wait a minute. Did you say toll bridge?
That's right. Two men stopped us at the end of the bridge over the river and demanded that we pay them a toll. Do they have a legal right to collect such a toll, Sheriff?
You paid them, didn't you?
No, we sort of persuaded them to let us pass without paying. Some .44 caliber persuasion, if you know what I mean.
Oh, no. Oh, Godfrey Daniel and all his thrice-damned brethren. You didn't kill them, did you?
Didn't come to shooting.
Yeah, they saw the light when they found themselves looking down the barrels of our guns.
Oh, this is bad. This is bad. Who was it? Did they tell you their names?
Luke and Thad.
Oh, my Lord. Luke Devery is his pa's firstborn son and right-hand man. Thad's his cousin from the crazy side of the family. You made them back down?
They rubbed us the wrong way, I reckon you could say.
I told them we'd check with the law, and if they have a legal right to collect the toll, we'd come back and pay them. Then we made them toss their shotguns in the bushes and get out of our way.
Let me think. Here's what you need to do. Go up to the next block and over a block. You'll see a place called Bradfield's. You go in there and talk to Sam Bradfield.
Who's he?
The Undertaker. He's gonna need to size you boys up for coffins and find out what you want on your tombstones.
You're telling us that Luke and Thad are gonna kill us.
Oh, yeah. Sure as a pig shits in a pan. Them and their relatives, they won't let that pass.
Well, no offense, Sheriff, but we'll have something to say about that.